Make it a rule in life to love and live in the present. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Make it a rule in life to love and live in the present. What happens to us when we love and live in the present? What happens to us when we love and live in the present is that we do not think of the past. We do not think of the future. We only think of the now. And we live and enjoy the now. Now you say, well, that's sort of intellectually a nice idea, but humanly, that's really quite a difficult thing to do, to live in the now. No, it's not difficult. It's just we sometimes forget that we are not what we appear to be. We are a very composite being. Heinz is made up of all of the experiences that he's ever had in his life. He's made up of all of the teaching of his mother, his father. He's made up of all of the interaction he's had with his brothers and sisters. He's made up of all the interactions he's had with his teachers, with his friends, with his schools. You see, Heinz is not just a simple Heinz. He is a very complex Heinz, made up of all these things. Now, Heinz is not his brother, sister, mother, father, chairs, whatever. Heinz is not that. Heinz is Heinz. He has taken from each experience, each relationship, each training program that his mother, father, teachers might have given him, he's taken from each one to the degree that he wants it. And to the degree he doesn't want it, he was blind. He didn't even know it was being taught because he didn't have his heart open to it. And that's fine. That's not Heinz. Heinz is the person who is made up of all the things that he paid attention to and put to work in his life. Now, Heinz is a universal man. He's a universal being. He has taken all of these ideas and made them into the perfect man that he is. Now, what did Sylvia do? Did Sylvia take all of the experiences of her past, all of the training that she's had, all of the experiences that she has gone through that have been beautiful and tough, and has she sort of made them into one little mud pie? Or has Sylvia, I don't know, has Sylvia maybe taken this little mud pie that she has, filled with all of the experiences that she had, she goes over to the sink, you know, she turns on the water faucet and rinses off her little mud pie. And what does she find inside? No help. What does she find inside? I know you're all dying to say, she finds a diamond inside. No, she doesn't find a diamond there. She finds one crystalline drop of water. And she finds that all the mud that she has been putting in her life, all of the experiences, that is, help to make up this one crystalline drop of water. But the crystalline drop of water is the drop of water that is her real nature. And so all of the mud and all of the other things that she gets in her life, the experiences that were good or bad, she just takes what from them? She takes the good, because that's what her crystalline drop of water is. Now, as time goes on, that crystalline drop of water becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And if that crystalline drop of water remains pure all of her life, because she is pure love and she lives in the present tense, she will be a very happy lady. But if she goes in there and she sees something that is not quite her liking today and tries to change it, then she is going to muddy up the water again. She is going to muddy up her crystalline drop. And the minute she muddies up her crystalline drop, she forgets to see that in the present it is absolutely perfect, absolutely without flaw. Just because we have experiences in our life, just because we've had marriages, or because we've had children or not children, or because we had friends or not friends, or because we had whatever we had, just because we've had these things does not mean that they are the controlling activity of our thought and our life. Now, some people they are. Some people they are. You've heard people say, "You always treat me like that. You're always unkind. You always forget me. You always, you know." And what happens? They don't always get forgotten and get treated badly, but the person they're with is reminded to treat them badly, because that's what they always do. They put the cause in motion to be treated badly, and to be treated, you know, as an always thing rather than as a beautiful, living in the present love object. Now, how can we train ourselves to be aware of our living in the present and being the love in the present? Well, one of the most important things that we have learned here at the university by our experience and by our use is to go around saying, "I like me." Now, some people you say they should like themselves. Nobody else does. Well, you can't say that. The minute you say anything negative about another person, you're saying it about yourself. Because, as Heinz said earlier today, the mirror, whatever is in that mirror, that's what he has. Whatever is in your mirror, that's what you have. If you see anyone, if you see anyone who is indiscreet, who is incompetent, who is in any way doing something improper, that's you. That's you. If we see someone who is not being considerate, that's us. If we see someone who is having private conversations at a busy table and not sharing with the others, that's us. That's us. If we see anyone who is eating improperly, and by eating improperly, not being part of the program or the party, living in the present, that's us. That's us. And any time we give power to it, we are giving power to it with the power that we are. And I want to emphasize that. Each one of us is the power of the universe. And as each one of us vibrate, all of the universe falls right into place for us. So we have to be very careful. What sort of vibrations are we doing? What sort of quiet, introspective judgment are we making about ourselves or others? Are we looking at ourselves and saying, "Oh, I wish I could do that"? Well, you can't, because you've already told yourself you can't. "Oh, I wish this girl would fall in love with me. She's so beautiful." She never will. She may use you. She may be part of your life for a while, but she will never fall in love with you. When she falls in love with you, she falls in love with herself. And you are a reflection of her own wonderful self. And if you're going to create another person doing anything in your life, if you're going to manipulate in any way, you will be manipulated back 100-fold. Because everything returns to us. Whatever we send out, it returns to us 100-fold. And even more for some people who are a little more dramatic and dynamic. But think about them. Think about them. Make it a rule in life to love and live in the present. This is a simple statement. Love and live in the present.
"I'm unhappily married. I got to find someone who understands me, someone who will like me and take care of me."
And so the wife runs out and finds another man, or the man runs out and finds another woman. And the other woman they find says, "Oh boy, oh boy. I don't need a loser in my world, but I can pick his pocket. I can pick her pocket. I can have all the sex I want because she's unhappy at home. I can have all of his money because he's unhappy at home." And the people in your world are doing exactly what you're doing. If you're going out looking somewhere outside of yourself for peace and harmony and love and goodness, then you're creating people outside of yourself using you as their source of peace and harmony, good and love. And that's not very beneficial. That's not very beneficial. I tell people in marriages who are thinking of divorces, I say, "Hey, you spend a lot of emotional energy building up this relationship. Now, why not find out why the relationship's not working? And ask me, I'll tell you. why the relationship is not working. Well, Herb, how do you know this stuff? How do you know this, you know? Well, it's easy. Your relationship is not working because you're not working it. Just that simple. You are not being a loving partner. You are not thinking that your home is your castle, the most wonderful place in the world, and you love to be there with your family. You love to be there with your spouse. You cannot wait to be at home. Some people cannot wait to travel. Cannot wait to get visiting, and they're always on the go, on the go, on the go. And something inside of them should say to them, hey, I'm not living and loving in the present. I'm living and loving in a future mode or a past mode. Oh, I remember when we first married. Oh, it was so glorious. We held hands and we did this. Well, hey, love isn't over now. Hold his hand. Hold her hand today. See what happens. My goodness. My son was very reluctant to hold hands in public and so forth. And then he found a woman that just turned him on. And he wasn't holding hands in public. He was holding hands with her. And he felt absolutely wonderful. He wasn't doing it to show others how much he loved his wife. He was doing it because his love was just pouring out through him to his wife. And that's lovely. Now, how many of us have had that experience? You know, really. How many of us have had the experience where someone wanted to just snuggle us as we're walking along? Not to show off to the neighbors that we're a love couple, but to share the thing ourselves. I had one young couple who were having difficulty, and the woman says, what can I do? What can I do? I said, well, every evening, have a rose on this place. And of course, he never came home for supper, so that didn't make it good. But who was she doing that for? Herself. And then I said, send a rose to his office. Send a rose to his office. So she sent roses, not only one, she sent a whole bunch of them. And I think she sent it to him on his account. But she sent the roses. No. You shouldn't give up the ghost, your boy. So she sent the roses to his office. And what did he do?
He enjoyed it.
He didn't mention it once. But he enjoyed it. And the girls in the office knew that he was loved. And that made it very wonderful for him. Now, did he know he was loved? Oh, yes. Could he handle it? He was going through some problems, so he couldn't. Now, does it matter? No. Who are you showing your love for? Yourself. You're showing yourself that you love whomever it is you love. And you give of yourself at any moment for yourself. For yourself. You are number one. You're the creator of your world. You're the one who puts the cause in motion for yourself. Totally. You're not doing it for anybody else. Heinz thinks that he's loving Cynthia when he comes home. Heinz is just loving himself. And Cynthia says, I love being loved by Heinz. He knows how to love, you know. Well, now, what does she mean? She knows how to love because she's a love bug too, you see. And they're not saying, I wish Heinz would love me more or I wish Cynthia would love me more. They don't say that. They just get about the act of loving each other, which is not having sex necessarily. It's a matter of wanting to be in each other's presence and enjoying the vibrations of each other's presence where they just feel uplifted. And there are times when they want to be alone, and that's a good time too. That's where you regenerate, re-energize your batteries so that when you are back together again, you're just like a couple of hot potatoes, you know, just wonderful. And that's not meant to be in any way disrespectful. It's meant to be you're in tune, you're in harmony, you're one. And this is what all of us can experience if we want to. But you see, make it a rule in life to love and live in the present. There is no past or future. There's no life. There's no death. There's only the now. If you are a woman, for instance, and your husband dies, and you think back of the loving experiences that you had together, you're living them in the now. You're living them in the present. You don't think, well, back in '07 when, you know, something like that was going on. You say, oh, yes, I remember the last time you gave me a rose. And then the rose is now the present time. The rose is now here. And that rose, oh, it was so beautiful. It was the most perfectly formed rose that I had ever seen in my life. Well, now, before, she hadn't really noticed it. But now that the rose is in the present tense and that the rose is her thing, she sees it. And she doesn't see the gnats crawling around on the rose. She doesn't see the lice bugs that are underneath the leaves. And they're there. She doesn't see all of the little, what you might call imperfections or natural aspects of the rose. She just sees it as the most perfect rose from the most perfect love she has ever known in her life. And in that moment, she is living that love. And she may, as you might say, come back to the present. She may continue in the present with that attitude and go on living for thousands of years. You know, love is not for a being, a person, a circumstance, a time. Love is a state of consciousness that stays with us always. And we want to live love in the present tense, live it in the right now. And as we do that, we are pure love. Now, just a little side. We read the New Testament, we read the four Gospels, we read about the life of Jesus, and we think that Jesus was such a cool cat, you know, that he was saying to the little children, come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And I mean, my God, this guy's only 3 years in business, you know, and he's doing all this neat stuff. And do you think a man of his caliber in a 3-year teaching period could ever be inconsistent? Do you think that a man of his potential or his actual could ever teach unlovingness, disrespect for the divine creator that we all are? Could he ever teach that? Well, if he couldn't teach that, and he couldn't live that, he could only live the purity that he is, the same goes for us. The same goes for us. We have a longer time than 3 years to play the game. And we certainly are having a lot of fun at it. So let's take the time that we have left. We may only have 1,000 years in this particular dimension, but let's take the time we have left and make every day into the most beautiful, glorious, if you will, rose, without your rose-colored glasses. Heinz has a pair of beautiful rose-colored glasses, and he looks out at the world, and he says, wow, what a world, you know. And so let's each of us, through our own eyes, our own pure vision, see everything good and beautiful and wonderful, because we're the creators. And another aside, I could give asides all morning, of course, but another aside, we create the future by our thought. We create the past by our thought. And you say, well, the past is already there. How can you create it by your thought? We do. When you remember the past, what do you remember? What past in the present do you live? Do you live a past in the present with all the little errors? Do you remember when was the last time you really hurt bad? You were just so filled with pain, your body was just, ooh, terrible. You don't. You do not remember pain. You do not remember unhappiness. You build it new, perhaps, each time that you think about it, but you do not remember it by itself. So, you have the privilege of recreating anything that has ever happened to you. If a thought comes up and it has negative vibrations, turn on the positive vibrations. If an idea comes into your consciousness that you felt unhappy about, turn it over to the happy side. That's our privilege, our responsibility, and our joy. Make it a rule in life to love and live in the present. I love you, and I see you all loving and living in the present like no one ever thought of before. I love you. I love you.
I love you.